for the interdependent web of existence and the goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all.
So you're 20 years old today. Well, this is your crusty old godfather, Noel Paul Stuckey, wishing you all the best. Happy birthday to you. Everybody sing along. Happy birthday to you. Don't be shy. Happy birthday, dear W-E-R-U. Happy birthday to you.
It's 4 o'clock and you are tuned to WERU-FM 89.9 Blue Hill, 102.9 Bangor, and streaming online at WERU.org. Good afternoon and happy birthday, WERU. This is Amy Brown, and normally at this time I'd be introducing Radioactive, but there's a party here today, and we're going to open the microphones to some of the folks who are here helping us celebrate. Matt Murphy's here with me helping round up people. Thank you, Matt.
Working hard to round people up for you, Amy.
Thank you.
They're all eager, though.
It's a tough job right now because
well over 100 people out in the dooryard and going through the building on a tour, and it's very exciting. It's very fun.
It is quite a party, and the people who are coming in right now, unfortunately, we're having to drag them away from the Tough Cats, as they're known at our sister station in El Salvador, El Gatos Bravos.
We just got done listening to the Burnham Boys. They were fabulous.
Yeah.
And then we had Jay and Bjorn Peterson before that, and Usman Jobarta and friends with great African drumming. It's been a wonderful day musically and great food. The Whole Earth Cantina, we'd like to thank them for a great selection of food, and all the people who brought things for the potluck. Lots of cakes out there and a lot of salsas
cake
and dips, and it's been wonderful. And we've have photos going back to the beginning of the station out there, all kinds of and 20th anniversary commemorative things you can buy, t-shirts, mugs, beautiful mugs,
really cool pottery mugs.
Pottery mugs.
Matt Murphy was just presented with a one of a kind neti pot made by the same person who made the mugs, which so far we don't have more of those, but you can come by and check out.
No, there's only one. There's only one, and you can't give a pledge big enough to get this as a premium.
It's not a premium.
It's not available. It's not available.
So it's been quite a day, and a lot of just celebrating going on here, and still some celebrating left to do. So if you're just getting out of work, you're just hearing this, come on in until 6 o'clock. We're going to have party in the parking lot and tours of the building and whatever. But for this next half hour, we're going to have a open mic with the people that we've been able to encourage to come in out of the parking lot and say a few words,
and it could be a little bit fluid here. We're going to keep moving people in and out of the room, so if you hear a bit of commotion, that's part of the plan.
That's community radio.
First of all, I wanted to send out a great big thanks on this 20th anniversary birthday of WERU, this celebration of May Day, Beltane. A great big thanks to the founders of WERU, to Noel Paul Stuckey, and all the folks who had the vision I guess you have to have something other than a vision to start a radio station, too. You have to have the
follow-through.
The auditory vision to start this radio station. And the follow-through. Thanks very much to all the people who supported WERU for all these years, the volunteers, the listeners, the members, the board, staff members, all the musicians, all the people who've been interviewed on WERU, and everyone who's made this station possible for 20 years. And hopefully we'll have another 20 coming right up. And we're going to start that next 20 years with a bunch of interviews here on Radioactive. So
Right. Or whatever this is. It's not exactly Radioactive, but it's sort of an open mic show. So, I don't know. We've got several people in the studio right now. I can see and name some of them. We have Arielle Harris Parada back joining us. She is part of the youth radio program. She practically grew up in this studio from a young child, and she's been involved at the station quite a bit.
You could put her in a backpack when she first started coming to WERU.
you could try it now, but she'd kill you.
I was little and saying embarrassing things when my dad did shows.
She's definitely, she's been around here.
I don't know. I know he's had to turn off the mic a couple times when I was about 8.
And then she progressed on to her own show where she got to control the microphone and did a show for a couple of years here. And yeah, so Arielle is back with us. She's in the studio, and actually, I can't even see through the
shadows. Okay,
well,
we've got Sean Mercer from the Over the Bridge concert series. We have Sam Russell, our development assistant, and has helped to found a community media center in East Boston as an AmeriCorps Vista volunteer, and now is up working with us here at WERU. We have Steve West, who is the father of he's a WERU parent. His son is one of the hosts of DeVibes, Sam West, on Friday night. And Sam's one of our favorites, so we're going to interview his dad to see how it is.
Sam's not here.
Right. We couldn't get Sam, so we got his dad. We have Martha Garfield, the coordinator of the Full Circle Fair, and works with a great, great group of people putting our event together July 26th and 27th. We're going to talk to her. We have Joan Fetterman, our retiring office and volunteer coordinator.
Yay, Joan!
Who else do we have? I don't know your last name, Bonnie.
Vebelker.
And so Bonnie's going to come in here, and we have Chris Groden, who's part of a group starting a new nonprofit arts and media organization in Belfast for youth.
And Anita Arnold,
the host of the ISM Prism here on WERU.
And we have
a whole bunch of people, right. So we're going to try to get all these folks on the mic to talk for a little bit, and if they run out of things to say, then I ask them probing questions.
Right. Yeah. So, and then that'll chase them out of the studio.
So first of all, Martha, could you give us a little preview of the fair coming up, and I'll shuffle some people around in front of the microphone while you're doing that.
Okay. We have a lot of great people coming to the fair. We have a lot of music that shows the variety of things that we do at the station. We have Mike Bennett, who does drumming, De Jump, which is a main drumming band, Deer Go Highway with a Johnny Cash tribute, and that was the choice of Tommy Dean, so we are honoring him in that way. The Bad Daddies, Emma's Revolution, Honky Tonk Confidential, the Burnham Boys, who played today, the Living Daylights, Vish 10, the Sean Mencher Combo, the Crickets, Maggie Pearson EJ, Ellis Paul, Slade Cleaves, Debbie Davies, Jay Mankita, the Humble Farmer's going to be there. We have, Tom Nielsen, and then a couple of speakers besides the Humble Farmer. We have the director of the Mabel Wadsworth Women's Health Center in Maine, which is it's the only one in Maine that's a private, not-for-profit, freestanding, independent feminist women's health center. And then we also have the director from the Restorative Justice Project in Midcoast, and that's Margaret, I'm going to mess up her last name, Mikolajczyk. I row with her. I should know her last name. And we have an open mic, and we have used CD sales. We have books.
We're going to have a couple of live public affairs programs as well.
Yes, yep. Renewable Radio and Baby Talk, I believe, are the two. We also are going to have our used clothing fashion show, which is always a highlight. So there's a lot of things happening. The fair is going to be July 26th and 27th, and Saturday it's from 10 to 9, and Sunday from 10 to 6. Check out the website and find out the schedule. It should be posted in the next week or so.
Do you still need any volunteers?
Of course, we always need volunteers, and you can contact the station, and we are starting to organize that, and we'll be upping that in June and getting people set for different sections to volunteer in.
All right, and email fair at weru.org?
Yeah, that's okay. The best way.
Okay, great. Thanks, Martha.
You're welcome.
And that's Martha Garfield. She's the fair coordinator. Matt is signaling me.
Well, while we're talking about great musical and community events, I'd like to ask Sean Mercer, who is along with his wife Molly and some other folks who helped them out, with the organizers of the Over the Bridge concert series. Sean's also an educator in the area and a musician, fine musician in his own right. Sean, could you talk to us a little bit about the Over the Bridge concert series and the connection to having a community radio station in the neighborhood, and how that figures into what you do?
Well, anyone who's tried to put on a show, whether it be as a promoter or when I have my performance hat on as a musician, getting the word out is always the key to having a successful event. And and in so many different community areas that getting the word out is essential, and community radio, WERU, has been just huge in helping us out with that. The Over the Bridge concert series, we've been doing concerts about once a month since November at the historic Alamo Theater in downtown Bucksport, trying to bring some culture to the downtown area there. And Bucksport's my hometown, so I'm trying to do something good for folks there. And we've been having fun, and we've had some shows that were fantastic turnout, some that were not, and we're got high hopes for the rest of our season and continuing into next year. We've got Tracy Grammer coming up next on May 15th, Karen Savoca in June 12th, I believe it is, and then we're doing a fundraiser for the Great Pond Mountain Wildlands at the end of June, June 26th, with the Tough Cats will be playing there, as well as the Gilpin Railroad Incident and my band, the Boondock Blues Band.
Gatos Bravos again. So where can people go, Sean, to see the entire schedule? Is there a website?
Yeah, we have a minimal budget since it's just my wife and I putting this together. So we went with the free MySpace setup, and it's myspace.com/overthebridgeproductions.
All right. Okay, well, anything else you want to add?
Well, I just want to reiterate how grateful I am in so many different aspects of my life, from listening to music, performing music, promoting music, family life, community events as an educator. ERU has helped in getting the word out about things that are going on in the schools, even in my own classroom in Belfast. And there's just so many offerings that are helpful to myself and the whole community in so many different ways. It's too long a list to really run through, but thanks, ERU.
Thank you, Sean.
Well, thank you, Sean. Next, we're going to talk to Bonnie Levancourt, who's going to talk a little bit about station history, a programmer from the past who's done a bunch of different kinds of programming on WERU. We're going to talk a little bit about how she got involved and what WERU was like back a couple years ago.
Bonnie? Tell us a story.
Yeah, tell us a story.
In the chicken house, yeah. Well, I remember, must have been a little less than 20 years ago, it would be a little more than 20 years ago, driving in my driveway in Belfast and hearing the first manager?
David Snyder
saying, gee, what we're looking for is people to do shows and people to do live radio drama. And I went, oh, I can do live radio drama. That would be fun. So we started the first one where we did, you know, one-shot deals where we were doing live radio drama, and it was great. I don't remember the name of the person who had this library of sound effects. And then they started writing the screen door or something like that, which was a live radio drama thing. But it was so much fun. It was great. And, it was just open to do anything. And I remember thinking, boy, all these people know all this music. And I think, I don't know that much about music. But what's important to me? What feels like something good that I could offer? And the thing that came up for me was something I'd come across just kind of by accident, which was Zen Buddhism. And so I started doing this little reading show at 6 in the morning where I would just read like 15 minutes of Zen Buddhism or Taoism or Native American or something like that. And it was called Up East Over West. And that I did that for 4 years. And it's like, this was just absolutely great. It was whatever you had to bring, and there would be going out over the radio. And it was incredible fun. And it was, really community service. So I don't know. I don't know if I have any other stories except...
Matt's passing around a note, I think, about a little conference we just had
but
in the hallway.
I have something that I can add right into that, because this is Anita Arnold. Okay. I was also involved at the station the first year.
The first year, yeah.
And what you could do is just walk in the door and just say, here's what I would like to do. And I lived right across the street from the old hen house. So it made access very, very easy. But the wonderful thing that I wanted to just stop in and say is that I was on the radio with a show called Choices for at least four years. And it was my way of getting to know the community. I thought, what a great way to get to know the community. As a new therapist in town and a social human service mm-hmm. provider, I thought this would be a great way to have different topics and invite people on the show. Then I moved away in 94. And the beauty, the reason I want to come in and just say this on the air is the beauty for WERU, for me, is that in going away and then coming back, there was this very organic place that I could come back and just be who I am today with whatever I've grown and explored and gained in my life in the 12 years I was away. So in those 12 years, really looking at activism and isms and prisms, I came in and took the volunteer training and said, that's what I want to do. And that's the beauty of WERU. It grows right with you. Mm-hmm. And it allows you to grow and just be who you are.
Yes.
And there's space made for that. So I am eternally grateful because this truly is an Earth community organization. So that's what I wanted to come in and say.
You know, I want to just let you all know that Matt and I have been kind of like conversing off on the side there. And what we've been talking about is extending this until 5 o'clock instead of going to Free Speech Radio News at 4:30. Free Speech Radio News is a pre-recorded special today about May Day, which could have been good, but we've got a lot of people in the studio there, and we don't want to rush you all through it, and we will have more people outside who would like to be on the air. So we've both agreed, and we hope everybody supports us in that decision to continue on with our special WERU open mic here for the next 45 minutes or so. Some people in that studio have headphones on. Some people don't. If those of you who are leaving and people who have headphones could pick up, if you can hear me, pick up headphones and hand them to people who don't have headphones. The people who don't have headphones can't hear me. Then you'll all be able to hear. And we have a few other people who just joined us in the studio. Hi, Sister Lucille.
Hi there.
Welcome.
Thank you. I was just passing by going home, and I remember Matt telling me on Sunday at our Spring Fest that make sure I stopped in. And it's such a privilege to be here and a privilege to have you as my neighbor. And I just would like to, you know, wish WERU a happy birthday, and it's just a wonderful radio station, and it's done so much for the Emmaus Homeless Shelter. Anytime that we're in need of having a helping hand, whether it was to get turkeys for Thanksgiving or Christmas presents at the holiday time, we could always call here and ask for your assistance, and we're just very, very grateful for that. You have helped so many people in so many ways. And as I listen to everyone speak today, I just, it kind of makes your eyes swell up to think that we have such a beautiful group of people who are out there and making it a personal radio station for all those who are able to listen to it. And it goes far and wide because I know sometimes I'm traveling south and I can get you almost sometimes to Augusta. And I really appreciate that. And I just want to wish all of you a great happy birthday. And I heard Noel sing to you, and I'm sure he's sorry he cannot be here in person because he certainly was one of the people who started WERU way back 20 years. And I know he would like to express that personally, but not able to be here today.
We were very happy to have his happy birthday song. And later on in the evening, you'll also hear Ingrid Peterson, Jay's daughter, singing happy birthday in between some of the public affairs programs. We have various people. If anybody else wants to stop and sing happy birthday, we'd be glad to record you singing it and put it on at some point during one of our programs.
And I also would like to say that many times I've been on your radio station at different programs with you, Amy, and you always ask those great questions that get the word out there for us. For the Emmaus Homeless Shelter, I just want to thank you and wish you many, many more years here at the radio station.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Lucille. And we have some other folks in the studio as well who haven't spoken yet. Who wants to take their next step up to the open mic?
I'll do it.
All right. Here's Arielle.
Listening to all this and being here is making me terribly, terribly sad and homesick. I miss WERU so much. I moved to Portland in October. And while it's really fun and I live with a bunch of my friends and I'm doing a lot of fire performance and art. I miss the station so much. I grew up here. It's been such a huge part of my life, and I miss Amy. I miss everyone that volunteers here. I miss hearing about new music on people's radio shows. I just don't have that kind of thing in Portland, and it's such a good thing. I love it here so much, and it's so sad that I don't get to be around that anymore.
Well, we'll get you back one of these days.
Maybe. If Blue Hill gets cooler.
All right, Blue Hill, there's an assignment for you. Get cooler. All right, who wants to go next?
Yeah, I can jump in here. This is Sam Russell. As Matt mentioned, I recently came on board as a development assistant, helping with fundraising and kicking off a capital campaign for some big projects coming up for WRU. I guess I'll tell my WRU story. I grew up on the Verona Island, not too far from the studio here, and remember listening to WRU as a kid. Moved away, went to college, and you know, after a couple of years, really started thinking hard about community radio and independent media and all of that. And an opportunity presented itself in Boston, and I happened to be back in Maine, so I came into this studio, hung out with Matt for a couple days, and just got to know the station all over again, and just, you know, thought, this is it, you know, this is great. And went and worked with this youth arts organization down in Boston called Zoomix. They're basically a music school, did a lot of music technology courses and things like that. Well, they wanted to jump into media and start a community radio station. So spent 2 years down there, and it was a incredible experience as a AmeriCorps Vista. Found myself back in Maine, this winter, I guess. I came back to Maine. Came in, answered some phones, did a phone drive, took a volunteer training course, and the opportunity presented itself again, and here I am back at WRU. And so happy to be here. It's incredible, 20 years, and I can't say enough about the place, and I think it really just fills a huge gap for this community.
People are communicating using sort of a adapted sign language in there, and I'm not sure if everybody's understanding what each other's saying, but feel free to talk. I mean, you don't have to. It's really casual. You can talk to each other. And you don't have to speak just one at a time. But, Sam, I actually had to step out for a second and grab more people for the open mic, and I missed the middle, but did you explain what you were doing in Boston?
I jumped into it. Again, you know, Zoomix is an incredible organization. They've actually been around for close to 20 years, maybe 15, serving East Boston neighborhood primarily, although kids come from all over the city. And it's a real diverse part of the city that's sort of isolated. You know, you can't walk to the neighborhood. It's over by Logan. And they really do a great job, and the radio station is just another thing that they've involved themselves in. Great working with kids, and you know, it's great being here at WRU.
Glad to have you here, bringing that experience here with you as well. And we have some other folks in the studio. Sam, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you if you were not.
No,
okay.
Please.
Because I'm actually looking at the back of Sam, so it's really hard to, the way we're structured, to read body language from here. So if you're just joining us, this is normally our time for Radioactive. Instead of doing that today, we are having an open mic because we're having a happy birthday WERU party going on here at the station. And we have lots of people coming in and out to talk on our open mic. We have just made a decision that we hope that you will support us in to not have the Free Speech Radio News special that was going to air tonight, and instead continue with this open mic until 5 o'clock, at which time we will go to Democracy Now! Hope everybody agrees to that. If you'd like to be on this open mic, all you need to do is come down here and eat a piece of cake, because we have lots of cake. Just come down to the station. This isn't one of those phone-in open mics. This is an actual, you have to be here in person open mic. We've got lots of people here, lots of food, music, so come on down if you aren't here already. And we've done some shuffling on the microphones here, and so I And some people in that studio have headphones on and can hear me, and some people have no idea what I'm saying.
That's right.
So you all are just going to have to, Matt can't hear, but he somehow knows that I'm, so just, yeah.
I want to thank.
Free for all.
Okay, free for all starts here. I just want to thank ERU for the summer programming they had for youth and the summer WERU camp. My son went through the camp, and after the summertime, he has his own radio show now. And
right.
How often does a 17-year-old have this much power? And he's had a great time.
We want to thank you for Sam, because he
more
is
and more
a great
all the time.
Kid.
And, yeah. And Magnus really did an excellent job in and helping all the kids to get into really, he does a great show. And so I just want to thank ERU for providing that opportunity. I look forward to maybe in next August there'll be some other things that we can help out with and make it a little bit bigger. It was great.
Yeah, and if any of the rest of you have kids you want to send to us, we'd be glad to take them. We will start talking about what we're going to do for Youth Radio Camp again this summer, and we all recognize that the next 20 years and the 20 years beyond that, you know, we need to have some younger people in here who are committed to keeping this station going, so we're really fortunate to have kids like Sam come in. Young men like Sam come in.
And he also did his internship at from George Stevens, and that was really a great experience for him to come out here and work for a week. And so I'm thankful for that. And I'm not sure if he... I think he's starting to recognize how lucky he is to be able to have a radio station and all that. And how I think he'll... it was interesting to see Ariel look back and reminisce about being raised here and being raised on radio. My wife and I have joked about we have a... WERU free range kid, you know, if he's been raised on non-commercial radio, what is that? What do they become when they grow up?
Well, since I'm the parent of a teenage kid who's here with me today too, and it got through playing music outside.
This is Jay Peterson.
It's I think it's really refreshing and exciting and exhilarating, all those superlatives, to see teenage kids these days get excited about radio, because they're you do hear sometimes kids say, "Oh, radio, that is so." Pardon the expression, but so 20 years ago. And once in a while, and actually more and more frequently, they get excited about radio, because I think after kids sort of get through the whole iPod craze, not that there's anything wrong with that technology, but once they start realizing that they're all just sort of in their own little worlds. But if radio is something that's about community, it's not about about solitaire.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I should probably say what I was going to say and then get out. So I'm managing the stage outside.
Okay, I want to stop real quickly, though, and mention that you not only have a teenager that comes here, but you have a younger one.
I sure do.
A third grader who comes in quite a bit and we all have a great time with.
Yeah, I sure do.
So Ingrid, as I mentioned earlier, is going to be singing Happy Birthday at 6:58. You can hear Ingrid sing Happy Birthday to WERU.
Or did you mean 4:58?
No, I mean 6:58. It's 6:58. After, I actually thought it was right after Democracy Now!, but it's later on during the jazz program.
Great,
it's in the
great,
lineup.
Great. Well, I just want to say real quick, then I got to get outside here, that I've been in Maine just a little over 6 years now, and I came from a community radio station in Minneapolis that is celebrating its 30th birthday today, so... If by some chance there's anybody listening from KFAI in Minneapolis today, happy 30th birthday, the same day, 10 years apart. But when I came here, it was kind of lonely. I had hardly ever been east of Chicago in my life. And driving out here on my own to check out the place, and just coming east of Augusta, and I had heard about WERU, and I knew that there was a community radio station to check out. So it just started to pick up a little bit just east of Augusta. And driving in on a Saturday afternoon, there was the voice of Charlie Oldham. And I thought, I think I'm going to be all right. I mean, it sounds like an exaggeration, but it really is. The radio was such a big part of my community for the last 30 years, or even before that in the Twin Cities, that when I came here, it was a door into the community, a very real a real opening, and I don't know what I'd do without it. So the community radio is something that isn't, it's just in your local community, and then that community is really, really nationwide and ultimately worldwide.
Right.
So it's days like this that really, there's Greg speaking of the world.
Yeah, speaking of the world, yeah.
That's
well,
great,
it
Russell.
Is. It is a great big town meeting in a lot of ways. It's that, that getting together that often... that you only in Maine only get when you have local get-togethers at the Grange or Town Hall. A lot of places don't even have that, but this is, you know, I don't know how many how many square miles, a tremendous chunk of Maine, where people have made friendships and gotten to know each other through the radio, and not just the voices, but because they come here and visit and work together. They, excuse me, they become friends and have all these sort of interlocking communications between all these different towns. So it's a wonderful thing. But you know what? I was thinking about your story about your very first time listening to the radio station. And I bet everyone out there has that sort of epiphany, that moment, the first WERU listening that they did, where they're going along and they're tooling through the dial and they say, "What is this?" Or they had heard about it. And that would make an interesting story. Everyone has their stories. I know where mine was. I had heard about the station and had been following in the papers, but it was, of course, a long way away from me because I'm up in Troy. But I was working in my shop and had the radio tuned to that area, and they had been doing some test music, and I knew that it was going to be coming. It was on this day 20 years ago as I'm covering a canoe with canvas, I remember, and hearing the cheers, and I forget who was. It might have been Jim, maybe, but all of a sudden, over the speaker, you know, the boom box in the shop was the first sound, you know, the first official sounds of WERU. And I said, "Gosh, this thing is great. There's nothing like it." And be able to follow it from all these years, from the hen the small group that was in the hen house to today, where, you know, all these people around here and all have touched the station and made it what it is. It's quite a wonderful thing.
It sure is. And I bet you finally got that canoe finished, didn't you?
Yeah, but it took 20 years.
I'm going to get back outside. Thanks, Amy. Thanks.
Thanks, Jay. And we have some other folks, some people in the studio are now graduating to having headphones so that they can hear me, or whatever that's worth. Matt Murphy's back. Matt Murphy.
Well, I'd like to now introduce Chris Groden from the Belslow Studios in Belfast. Did I get that right?
Yes, Belslow Studios.
Belslow Studios, and this is
home of Lobster Man.
Yep, home of Lobster Man, and a home of some new things that are happening in Belfast for youth. If you could talk about those for a few minutes.
Yes, we represent a 501c3 nonprofit organization whose mission is to engage youth in performing arts, but not just the performing, but the media aspect as well, the technical and promotional broadcast aspects of performance. And basically what we are fortunate enough to have in this country are freedom of expression. So we want to, you know, get these kids free and expressing themselves. And we've started a little studio in project of Imagination Island Theater is what we call Belslow Studios. We're in Belfast, and we slow things down a little bit, and enough to let the kids catch up. And we've started with an open mic night, at which we, with cameras, record each performance, and we're working with the kids to put together a cable TV program that will appear weekly on the Belfast cable.
And we'll be talking, hopefully, at some point to see if there's some way that WERU can partner with you and get some more young people's voices on the air.
That would be great. Networking is really what it's all about.
Right. All right. Thanks. Is there contact information for people who want to find out more about that?
We don't have a phone right yet. We just got our first grant from the Camden National Bank and spent $500 and picked up $2,000 worth of audio equipment. But we don't have a phone.
So is it just kind of show up and do it? Or I mean,
right.
How does
we're
it work?
At the Belfast Center, which is that red and white building, the old shoe factory, just as you cross the bridge on Route 1 coming into Belfast. You can see it. It's number 9 Field Street. And we're in Suite 221 on the bottom floor.
And I'm not sure if I stepped out of the room for a second, so maybe you mentioned this, but is there a website?
No.
Placed yet.
We do have a website,
you do?
Yes.
Okay.
It's www.imaginationisland.org.
Imaginationisland.org.
Right.
And
sounds
email.
Intriguing.
And if anybody wants to call, I'll give you my phone number. We don't have one at the studio yet. But my name is Chris Groden, and it's 338-9749.
All right, 338-9749.
How young do you have to be?
We're basically from 8 to 18.
All right.
And anything else you'd like to add, Chris? Or you, feel free to just hang in here with us for a few more minutes if you have questions for any of these other folks.
Yeah, no, I'm not in a big hurry. we are hoping to find, we have a very kind of small space. It's nice in a, for an intimate performance and stuff like that, but we're hoping to find some other space as well as we grow in Belslow.
Well, good luck to you, and we hope that you have as much wonderful support.
Right, and you can all keep your antenna up for Lobster Man.
Making a comeback.
Making a comeback, yes. He was a character in, who appeared in a comic book that was circulated around Maine in the early 90s, and our one of our partners is our lead writer, actually, Ron Moody, is the author of Lobster Man. And he's kind of a Maine-style superhero, you know, sort of on the cheap.
Is he green or red?
Red. Yeah, in fact, his uniform is basically a red union suit with an old Navy blue blanket tied around his neck and some big industrial gloves and, you know, like that, and a pair of blue boxer shorts.
All right.
Well, Chris, right. Thanks very much.
Yes, thanks, Chris.
Well now we were going to have our first poet of the program on, I think, or the first person we're going to introduce as a poet anyways. Crow Suncloud is joining us here on this open mic edition of Radioactive. And the question that is on everyone's mind today, what is community radio? On everyone's mind, and we're asking everyone, what does community radio mean to you, past, present, or future?
And we're just
The future, community is going to make a big difference. And I think it's a good example to have community radio because it feeds into the whole aspect of community itself, like in some, whether it's food or whether it's clothing. And I think that in the years to come, if we don't think community and we don't start looking to community, we're pretty much not going to make it. You know, in my scenario, I could even see New York City with its five boroughs, mm-hmm. having to have to grow their own food because I think that community is going to, we're either going to do community whether we like it or not, I think. But, he introduced me as a poet. I don't have any poetry with me, probably a good thing. But I remember when this radio station started up 20 years ago. I remember the rumor of it, that Noel was going to start a radio station at a hen house. And so it was quite intriguing. But I actually was on the show with the Poets Corner that they had, or it was the Native American segment that they had. I can't remember who was running it then. And I was in displaced for some really bad poetry that they allowed me to read on it anyway. And I was on there because part, you know, Passamaquoddy heritage. So, but since then, I've improved somewhat because I married a woman who writes a lot of good music. And we have a CD here, my wife and I, Diana Ramsell Newman, myself, is Timbered Lake, and they play our CD here at times and some of her solo music, which is good, which is great because I think a lot of corporations, you know, are going away from local. We were up to Borders in Bangor, and they stopped. We were looking for some local music. Actually, it was Gordon Bach. We're looking for a Gordon Bach CD. And played downtown. We wanted to get a CD, but they don't sell the local anymore. So we were thinking of boycotting Borders, and if anybody would like to join us, then that would be good. I think that, you know, we should think local. We should do more local, and this radio station is a real good example of that. We would not be heard, and a lot of local people would not be heard, whether it's bad poetry or good music, if it wasn't for this radio station.
Yeah, the requirement of good, that's in the eyes and the ears of the beholder.
That's
so
right.
we don't have that. It doesn't have to be good. Everything is good to somebody or another. And I heard a new volunteer in our new volunteer orientation class say that they don't like every show on WERU, but they love someone. They're sure they love someone who loves every show on WERU, which is a nice way of looking at it. Crow, anything else you'd like to add before we can come back to you, too, if you...
Just no, that's about that's about it. My wife told me not to show off, and so I think I've overdone it just a little bit.
Well, it's okay. You can show off.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You're listening to a special edition of Radioactive, a special open mic edition for the 20th anniversary, 20th birthday celebration of WERU, and we're just having all kinds of folks who were here at the station today for the open house, volunteers, listeners. Performers, artists, community organizers come into the station and come into the studio and talk a little bit about what community radio means to them. And next, we're going to turn. Judith, tell us a little about yourself. You have an experience as a lot of experience as a journalist.
But Judith, before Judith does that, though, I just want to interrupt and say, if you're listening now and you're just heading home from work, come on down.
Absolutely.
Still time to join the party.
Absolutely. Very good point. The party's going on till 6 o'clock. The Tough Cats are out in the parking lot, in the dooryard, on our outdoor stage playing.
We're here in East Orland between Ellsworth and Bucksport.
Right on Route 1, just past the old Duffy's restaurant near Toddy Pond. And we're... We're sharing what community radio means to us.
And lots of cake
as well.
So go ahead, Judith. Welcome.
Thank you, Amy. And make WERU part of your journey home, which is a program, a wonderful afternoon program on a station that was my home away from home when I was in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And I hope that they're all listening online today. That's KSFR in Santa Fe. And... it was a lot of fun, and it made me so homesick for Maine sometimes at ERU that I had to come home anyway because I'm a sailor from the coast of Maine. And Matt, you just asked me what I do. I do lots of things like everybody in our community does. What I am embarked on right now, which is for everybody in Maine and probably the whole coast and the whole world, is with Richard Kane, a filmmaker from Sedgwick. I'm co-producing a documentary on tidal power, the development of tidal power on the coast of Maine.
And I was remiss, didn't introduce you. This is Judith Lawson. I just
call me Tidal Wave.
Okay, Ms. Tidal Wave. And well, tell us a little about that project you've got going on.
We were in Eastport. Just last week, we were over in Castine last night at the Forum, which was really well attended. And we're in touch with Vinyl Haven out on Vinyl Haven. You know, they're getting the old tidal mill going in a new way. So there are three projects in Maine right now, all in different phases. It's very exciting because we live in the Saudi Arabia of tidal power. Heck, New Mexico is the Saudi Arabia of solar power, and somebody's got to do tide. And the film is a story, and it's the news story. And that's what I love so much about ERU. ERU is the community storytelling place, and we have to create a new story for our culture, our civilization. We're turning things around, you know. It's like the turning of the tide. That's what's happening. And this technology and the people behind it is very, very important for us all, and it's also a lot of fun. There are great folks involved. Maine Maritime Academy, University of Maine at Orono, ORPC, Ocean Renewable Power Company, which is up in Eastport, and folks looking at Cops Cook Bay and the Western Passage, and the Ocean Energy Institute out of Rockland, which is behind the Vinyl Haven Project. There are about 50 sites in Maine where tide power can be productively harnessed and used. And being down in Eastport a couple of times now, I've got to say that the folks in Eastport have really understood. They've got it together. The way the company came in there, ORPC, they came in low profile. They didn't try to tell anybody what they planned to do. And as Bud Finch, the town manager at Eastport, said, you know, these folks, they're our kind of folks. They're people we want to work with. And that is about the best thing you can say about folks who come in with a good idea and they want everybody in the community involved. And it's a big idea. This is a very big change for us all. We need some music for our film. Noel is has given us the use of, or I think he's given us the use of, In These Times, a new cut on, I think it's on the new Facets album, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it is, yeah.
And I just talked to Joel Mann about keeping an ear open for some good jazz. This is going to be the music that points us, that sails us into the future on this neti pot boat that says WERU on the side.
Well, Judith, you promised to keep us up to speed on progress on this project and give us director's cut viewing and interview. Be in touch with us about the project.
Absolutely, and I want you all just to imagine in your mind's eye right now what it looks like. You know what the tide looks like when it comes in and it goes out. And up in Eastport and Cobbs Cook Bay
spectacular.
And the Western Passage, those are called overfalls when it looks like white caps. It looks like a stream of white caps running through the bay. And that's the power. And reversing falls on the Bagaduce, that's the power that we've been given to use that's clean, green, renewable, and we're just as happy as can be. So ERU is home base for the media on this.
Thanks very much, Judith. And we'll look forward
to
hearing
about,
more.
Right, and we have about 15 minutes left, so we have a bunch of other people in there
right,
haven't spoken yet.
Several other people yet, too. And I'd like to turn to Laurel Emerald, who's been a long-time listener and supporter and volunteer of the station, to answer our question of the hour. What does community radio mean to you, past, present, or future?
It's
come
everything.
On closer to the mic. There you go.
Just about from about quarter of six in the morning or earlier or 5 o'clock till the end of the day. I moved from my home part of the state, Southern Maine, to Greenfield in 1989 and was very limited on radio. NPR was about it, and Canadian Public Broadcasting and Christian Science Monitor Radio. And I was wandering around the dial one time, desperately looking for the University of Maine Orono station, and came across some guy named Radio Jones. And then from there, Sunday afternoons to Paula Greatorex, and came to the station at the Hen House in 1990 in December to volunteer for the first time. And I've been back, I don't know, time after time after time. And it's basically put community back in my life.
Well, thanks so much for sharing that with
us. Thank you.
Okay.
And I believe there's a cartoon of Radio Jones on the wall somewhere here at the station that was drawn by the same artist who draws Lobster Man.
We should mention who Radio Jones was for those who may not know.
Radio Jones, Ross Chicopee, Dave Peach, former volunteer, member of the staff, and great DJ and impresario here at Community Radio, great, wonderful journalist and columnist in the Mid-Coast area, too, and who we lost just a couple of years ago.
I'm sure he's here with us in spirit, though.
Third favorite programmer was Emma Finn.
Emma Finn, who we did, some folks may remember Emma Finn from her program Songlines, and we had Emma on the phone earlier, off air.
Yeah, we only lost her to Portland, Oregon.
She's in Portland, Oregon, KBOO territory, Community Radio in Portland. So
we've got 10 minutes left, and we've got a couple of people who haven't had a chance to speak
yes,
yet.
Yes, absolutely. Well, let's bring on...
Who's been in there the longest who hasn't spoken yet?
I think... Yeah.
Yes.
Can I just say one thing? It's worth mentioning that 20 years is generally considered the passage of a generation. So it's interesting to note that some of the people who have worked here have passed on, and there are new, younger people coming along. So there really is something that's being passed on from one generation to another here, and that's so important.
Absolutely.
And the way we have our guests lined up is we'll finish the program, looks like, talking to some folks from that younger generation here at the station.
And Paul and Bjorn are here
Paul and Bjorn. We're going to talk to Fritz Halligan right now. Fritz, you're a musician and a listener and a member of the community. What does community radio mean to you?
Well, I'll tell you, there's nothing like being in a new town and hearing music that is not commercial and not classical and folk. And that happened to me in Brooksville at Bucks Market, Bucks Harbor Market in 1995. I was in the area, not thinking about moving to Maine, and lo and behold, I heard some music that I would not expect to hear in a grocery store. And it was ERU. And it just said, I think I could live here. If that music like that can be on for 20 minutes without interruption, I'll take it. And so it within a month, I moved here.
Cool.
That was earlier on the Wing, Mark Dyer played Katrina and Narissa Neilds doing a cover of Sinead O'Connor's Black Boys on Mopeds, and that he recorded live here in the studio when they were guests on his show. And you have to wonder, where else do you hear a live rendition of the Neilds covering Sinead O'Connor doing Black Boys on Mopeds? It's not a real common thing to have happen, happens here at WERU.
Exactly.
And so how long have you been in Maine now, living here?
Since 95. Yeah.
And so if there was somebody just traveling through the area wondering about moving to Maine and they just happened to tune in to WERU, what would you have to say to them?
It's the best. I've lived in many places on the East Coast, and Maine just tops it all for me. Just tops it off beautifully. It's a community state, and the way to meet the community is to get involved. And although I've been here a long time, my level of community involvement is kind of from a distance. I don't plunge right in. And now that I've been here for how many years now? 13 years? I think it's time I did that.
Well, and we were just talking out in the parking lot about our technology committee here at the station.
Yeah.
You may come to our next technology committee meeting.
I think I will.
Cool. That meets the fourth Wednesday of the month here at WERU at 6 o'clock. The meetings are open to the public.
Sounds
well,
great.
Thanks a lot, Fretz, for sharing a little
little
of your experience with us.
Look forward to hearing more.
And we have Bjorn and Paul have joined us in the studio.
Paul Conti and Bjorn Peterson. Paul, you're both musicians, Paul and Bjorn. And Paul, you've got a radio program here, Paul's Emporium, Saturday evenings.
Saturday evenings, 8 to 10.
How in God's name did you get a radio program? How did that happen?
We should mention for the listeners who can't see them and don't know, as we were talking earlier
yes,
about
they're,
passing
they're,
on
young,
to
they're
the
young
younger
men.
Generation.
Yeah. Under 20.
They're quite as old as
how old are you?
I'm 18. Bjorn's...
I'm 14.
Bjorn's 14.
So right. These are the folks who are going to be taking us into the next 20 years.
Absolutely. So how did you get a show on this station?
Well, it's really an epic journey. It's started about a year back, and I go to George Stevens Academy, and they have an independent study program. And I knew Matt. I had gone to church with him. I knew Matt from that, and my dad more than I did. So I had connections here, and I said, "Well, it's a perfect thing to do. I'd like to get into some kind of broadcasting." And so me and my friends Henry and Keith did the 2-week internship here at WERU, and Matt encouraged me to continue over the summer doing demo discs. And so I did a couple of those with several co-host type people, and I finally gave one to Joel. And Joel, within a week, called me and said, "Would you like to do Saturday nights 8 to 10 every other week with the Peebo Show?" And I said, "Well, sure. That's prime spot."
Right. Joel Mann, our program and operations director, because serendipity has a lot to do in being in the right place at the right time.
Yeah. And so then Justice, host of the Peebo Show, I talked to him, and he was planning on going on a trip, and he went to a trip and said, "Take the whole month of February and do the show yourself." And then I got a call from Joel, and Justice had been, he wanted to do it every other week, and he was kind of pulling out. He's a very busy person, and he had a drive, and so, he had his reasons, and then he said, "Well, you're doing a great job, and so you can have the show every Saturday." And so then that was within maybe 2 months of doing the Peebo Show, I had my own show, Paul's Emporium.
And a great show it is.
Hey, thank you.
It's really good, yeah.
Yes, you'll be general manager or president of the board within about 6 months,
yeah.
I predict.
He also brings in a lot of other young people.
Yeah, you have bringing a lot of friends to guest DJ with you.
That's why there's no other radio station that I've ever even known. I can come in and I can say, "Hey, you want to come into the radio station? They have an incredible music library. Pick out some music. Let's play it on the radio." And say, "Okay." So they come in maybe an hour before the show, pick out music, and we all kind of last Saturday, my friend Thomas from school, he's from Belgium, came in and played Belgium and French music that he knew, and we went with that for that episode of Paul's Emporium.
It's an eclectic mix.
Yeah, no doubt. There's is most eclectic show I've ever heard. So
that's really well done.
Well, will you stick with us for the last couple minutes
of
the show?
Yeah, I just want to make you have time on your epic journey. I don't know if Fretz even realized this, but Fretz gave me guitar lessons. I'm Dan's son. You don't?
Oh, yeah.
See, this is the whole community.
I had guitar lessons. I can't remember how old it was. It had to be.
Not old.
Yeah, maybe 9 or 10 years old. I started getting guitar lessons with Fretz Halligan, and now I don't think I've seen him since then. And then here we are at Community Radio.
Wow. I didn't
even recognize him either. And then I saw him write his name on the list. I said, I know that name.
Yeah. We'll talk.
Yeah,
you've both grown since then.
I want to let Bjorn say a few
Bjorn.
Words.
Yeah, Bjorn. We need Bjorn to talk. Bjorn, you just got done performing with your dad out in the parking lot. Tell us about your Community Radio experience.
Well, I've been listening to Community Radio kind of through my dad back home in Minnesota with KFAI and NPR, which is a great station, MPBN and WRU here. It's always been a part of me. I really don't like commercial radio just for its many just fallback commercials, obviously, and top 40 syndrome. And I appreciate the mix that WERU has and the attention it gives younger folks to plug their own music and the wide varieties that is here on WERU. Playing all this kind of quote-unquote older music, it's great to actually have a place where I hear this music, unlike Top 40, which is never going to play a Django Reinhardt song in their life. Most Top 40 radio producers have never even heard of Django Reinhardt. It's great to hear this wide variety.
If you go to the WERU website, www.weru.org, you'll see that our featured artist of the week is Katie Paquin, who goes to GSA,
yeah.
George Stevens Academy,
yep.
And has a CD, and she's a featured artist of the week here at WERU on Morning Main and our website. So we've got about a minute left. So any of you like to kind of put the...
I'm going
to
see if I can get a bunch of people from the hallway to come in and sing happy birthday while you...
Oh, that would be cool. Well, in the meantime, you guys are the future.
Thank you.
Anything you'd like to say on your epic journey, Paul?
Well, you know, I've got college, you know, coming up in the fall, and so it's going to be... I'm not going to be able to do it during... I hope to come back next summer and continue the Paul's Emporium, but until then, I think it's great that someone... You know, my age and Bjorn's age, I'm sure he'll become even more and more involved in WERU. And sort of like, you know, the passing of the generation. And so now we can get, you know, that's what's great about WERU is the young people. You know, we have young people's music. I'm playing, you know, new stuff, old stuff, but, you know, indie stuff. And then people are playing like classics like Django Reinhardt, like Bjorn mentioned. And so the wide variety, and that's like, so people, the young generation can still get into it and still hear like the classic songs, but still, you know, play new music that I think they need to hear.
Like things like the Tough Cats.
Tough Cats playing outside, which Matt dragged me away from.
I have to say, I really, really apologize if any of you have claustrophobia, because I just jammed as many people into that little room as I could in that amount of time to sing happy birthday to the station as we wrap up here in the last couple seconds. Well, and I have Adam Locker here.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to sing happy birthday because we love the station so
Bjorn,
much.
Bjorn, do you want to give us the, you know, how do you musicians start a song?
Well, the Ramones would start off at 1, 2, 3, 4, but...
Okay.
No, you got to give a note.
We do the Ramones.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
I'm lip syncing.
Happy birthday.
Thank you all very, very much for being with us for this special hour edition of Radioactive, celebrating 20 years of WERU Community Radio.
Thank you very much, and join us again next Thursday at our regular time in our regular format. Coming up next, we have Democracy Now! There's still an hour of party left here at WERU, so come on down and join us.
Come on down.
Here on your community radio station, WERU-FM, 89.9 Blue Hill, 102.9 Bangor, and streaming online at WERU.org, a voice of many, 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 many. Yes, your microphone's still on, Matt. Voices, did you want to say something? Okay.
You are listening to Community Radio, WERU.